If it has a throttle,
they'll feature it.
This is
Our Auto Expert.
Oh, welcome back to the show. Nick Miles, Automatic Andy here. It's a fun week when I see the enjoyment of children unwrapping their Christmas presents, or in this case, Andy driving lots of cool cars, because it's just the same light in the face as you would get from a five-year-old unwrapping their Christmas gifts this year.
I get so excited, I jump on the cars and then I have to apologize.
Oh, okay.
I get so happy about it and I have to say, sorry, Nick.
But, you know, don't be sorry for being happy. That's what I say. Listen, the Honda CR-V is an absolute winner for Honda.
I love it.
And you've had a chance to, you know, touch it, poke it, lick it, sniff it, ride it, rock it. How did that go?
Nick, it's probably one of my favorite cars. Nick, this is probably one of the ones for me because I really loved it. Sure, there's probably a few things that people could want to change, and there's a few things that I would want to change too. But before I cast stones in this glass house, I should look in the mirror. You know what I mean? What's wrong with me, Nick? Let's start from the beginning. I don't have a Honda CR-V, and I would like a Honda CR-V. That's my main problem, Nick, is that I need one. This, from the jump, has wireless Apple CarPlay and wireless Android Auto. So the review's over. Review's over. It's done. Buy one. So I would get one. Good night. Seriously, though, this car is great at a lot of things. Almost everything. It isn't the best in most things, but its competition is better at a small amount of things, but the Honda CR-V is good at a lot more things than being super good at like two things. You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Yeah.
It's a lot going on. I feel like most guys would agree that a solid 7 that does a lot more is better than a decent 9 that doesn't do much. The math is starting to make sense, isn't it? So the 2023 Honda CR-V, we get a whole new look inside and out. It's equipped enough to take on incredibly high competitive compact SUV segment. And that's saying a lot because there's some serious heat in that. I mean, Nick, the CR-V beat the Mazda CX-50, the CX-5, both versions of the Kia and the hybrid, and the VW Tiguan. That's a serious lineup, and it beat all of them up, like very objectively beat them up. With grander proportions and more passenger space, I was all the way super comfy cozy in this car. The newly designed CR-V has already impressed me and a whole bunch of my friends and a whole bunch of other people, already earning awards left and right and making everyone's award list for the top 10 best trucks and SUVs for 2023. It came out swinging and hasn't shown any signs of not having the cardio up, so it's just keeping on fighting and swinging. Its interior has an attractive design inspired much by the Civic compact car, which, side note, is a very, very lovely car, and the brand new version of it really makes 18-year-old me very happy, and is complemented by the modernist of tech. So what's new for 2023? The 2023 CR-V beats its competition so bad with the compact SUV's sixth generation. It comes with a whole bunch of improvements. It's larger overall, which is nice. Sports fresh exterior styling, so it's just super crispy. And has a roomier interior with more of a refined design and fancier features. And it has buttons and stuff. Honda says that it retuned the standard Turbo 4 engine to be both more responsive and efficient. And the continuously variable automatic transmission, or CVT for people in the biz, and all-wheel drive system are said to be improved versus the previous model. So not only is it the goodest, it got gooder from, it even made itself look silly, which, way to go, Honda, how to do that. It's reconfigured the CR-V lineup for 2023. The CR-V, now this is perfect for me. They did it into 5 trim levels. It's not like 17 little micro trims. It's the LX, the EX, the EXL. Those 3 are gas only. You only can use petrol. But then you get the Sport Hybrid and the Sport Touring Hybrid that come exclusively with the hybrid powertrain. The front wheel drive CR-V Hybrid Sport, that one has my eye because it comes at a decent $33,695 starting price and carries an EPA estimated 43 miles per gallon in the city. That beat up the Toyota RAV4 hybrid city rating, and it comes with stylish black exterior accents. It looks tough and economic. That's what I want.
When you say beat up, I just imagine a tussle.
I can see the CR-V like on its haunches, and it's just beating up the RAV4. It would too. It's got big black 18-inch wheels and a leather-wrapped steering wheel. The Sport Touring Hybrid is more expensive, but comes with standard all-wheel drive and a host of luxury features that really make the experience what it is, which truly is amazing. So the engines, plural, the CRV's powertrain engines, they gift you 190 horsepower, 1.5-liter gas engine versus a 204-horsepower hybrid unit consisting of a 2.0-liter. It's a two-banger and two electric motors, so it's an electric banger. The front wheel, yeah, it's an electric banger.
Electric banger.
Yeah, that's what it is. The front-wheel drive CRV with the turbocharged 1.5 four-cylinder, now that's a four-banger, gets the EPA estimates of a 28 mpg and 34 mpg, which is great. They're just winning all over the place. The most fuel-efficient one, though, is the front-wheel drive Sport Hybrid. It gets 43 and 36 on the highway. That is pretty slick. So the inside is remarkable, Nick. It's stylish, good-looking. Interior design is punctuated by a honeycomb textured insert that goes pretty much across the whole dash. You don't even know where the air vent is, if it starts or it stops, because the whole thing looks like a big honeycomb hideout. And it's really fun to run your fingers across it because it does a whole bunch of cool noises like the steering wheel matches up with the digital gauge cluster with an analog speedometer. And I'm glad that we're going this far in technology and we still have something called the speedometer.
Yeah.
And it has a big old 7-inch display that allowed me to swap between different informational menus. Nick, I could go to Spotify, to the internet, to Google Maps with ease. The Honda told me a few things, that the front seats are designed to decrease driver fatigue because, oh boy, was I tired switching screens. And it helps for long trips, and the CRV's driving position has been improved, so you have a little more of a stance. The back is nice because there's 36 cubic feet of cargo space behind the second row and 39 L-cubos in the gas-only model engines. And then you can move the floor a little bit to get a little bit more room. Nick, they went ahead and gave us some really good updates on the technologies. The CRV's infotainment system has a 7-inch touchscreen on the LX, EX, and Sport. And then what Honda makes things like this makes me happy because they have the physical volume knobs. Because sometimes you're getting it really loud and you see a cop up there and you have to turn it down really quick. And it's hard when you have to touch the screen or start touching knobs. You can just bring it down. That's the perfect one.
Yeah.
The EXL and the Sport Touring models have a little bit bigger 9-inch touchscreen. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, like I said, so it's perfect. You get two USB-C ports for the rear passengers so they can plug in and play their little app games. And then for people like me who like to do the concerts, you can get the 12-speaker Bose Spounce, 12-speaker Bose Powers. 12 speakers of the Bose variety will get in your car and yell at you in a very nice way because the concerts were good in this one. Right. But you should spring. I'm telling you now, spring to get that because, to be honest, if it's not the 12-speaker Bose system, it's not that great.
Really?
Nah, they got to cut corners somewhere. Huh. So the CRV, the Sports Touring, that one is a good one because it has everything. So Nick, am I giving it the stamp?
Yeah, are you? Come on now.
Nick, yes, please. Nick, I'm giving it, the car is beyond decent. The more I drove it, the harder I fell for it. I would like to please overnight rush delivery with signature.
Wow.
Because I want this.
You're not messing around, are you?
Nick, I should probably buy this one.
Yeah.
The hybrid one's really good.
I'm glad that when you like something, you really like it. I mean, you kind of don't mess around, right?
No, I don't. Because I either hate it or I love it. And Nick, I love this one. The only problem, though, is that you kind of, unless you want to spend another few grand for an aftermarket stereo system, you gotta go to the plush one, the posh one.
Oh.
And I would get that anyway.
All right.
But it's only like 25 grand.
Yeah, I mean, that makes it all the more exciting.
And it's a hybrid?
Yeah.
And it looks cool?
Shut up.
I need it.
Sexy and sexy.com.
Yeah, I'm glad that I got to test drive this one. It was a hoot.
A hoot nanny.
I look forward to the next Honda that we get. Because Honda, you know.
Honda?
Yeah, they're a solid brand. I don't know if you heard of them.
Honda?
Hondas.
Hondas.
No, yes. Hondas are great. I would buy this.
Yeah. That's good to know. I love it when you review things and you would buy it at the end.
You've driven one.
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. I find that they are probably one of the best straightforward family CUVs on the market.
Yeah, it's hard to beat for the value.
I mean, its competition, of course, is the RAV4. And there's a few others.
It beat up the RAV4, though.
Yeah, the Jeep Cherokee. That's in that category,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You know how I like Jeeps.
That's true.
And then luxury, BMW. Who doesn't like a fur-lined bit of car? All right, more fur-lined Our Auto Expert on the way.
Our Auto Expert. Listen anywhere on connected devices and speakers. Our Auto Expert.